Is episodes once a week not enough for you, or are you looking for more technical information from the Mixing Music Podcast? Well, guess what? Now you can. You can subscribe to our exclusive content and triple the amount of episodes that you get access to. That's right. Instead of the free once a week episodes, you get 3 episodes a week for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive to get access to those episodes now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I'm your host DK, and today with me again we have Sean from Raw Technique Studios. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great.
Great. And we want to talk specifically about social media, all the different platforms, how Sean has used them to his advantage, and how, you know, some of the things that we can take away from it and potentially use, you know, some of the tips that Sean has for us to grow our own social media and how to use that as an advantage for our own work. So Sean, you got to tell me what social media platforms, you do a bunch of stuff. What social media platforms do you use currently?
My top two, I mean, I like YouTube. I don't know. I guess that's social media, but like,
yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, YouTube, just putting out the more detailed videos, and then Instagram is my go-to for like regular posts. I do have Twitter and Facebook as well, but I really just don't like Twitter for some reason. I don't know why. I just don't like it. And then Facebook, it's really hard for me to keep up with it. So I tend to just share my Instagram stuff onto there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you found the most success through YouTube and Instagram. And how long have you been doing each of those channels?
So YouTube was 2013. I started it up. And Instagram, I just started taking it serious in November last year.
Really? So you haven't even been doing Instagram that long. So almost a year.
Yeah, like I've had an Instagram for a long time, but I barely used to post on it and I never knew what to post on it. And then November last year, I read Gary V's book and I was like, all right, I'm taking this.
Gary V, the man.
Yeah. I read that and I was like, all right, I'm motivated. And then I just took Instagram on as like my main thing.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh. I love Gary V. So that just, my respect for you just went up like another 10 levels. I love Gary V. Sweet. That's dope. And can I ask you, I don't know if you want to share this or not. So in November before you started, maybe even October last year, how many followers were you sitting at when you were just posting personal stuff?
I think I got to 800 before I started taking Instagram like serious.
And now you're floating above 20,000. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like 26 or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's just like incredible, especially for our, yeah, you're almost at 27K, yeah. Especially for our niche, like mixing music, you know, and even like hip-hop music, like it's kind of, that's a huge part of the audience, the demographic within that we're trying to go for. So, I mean, good, congrats to you, dude. Good job to you. Like, how often do you post every day?
I was doing once a day when I started up in like late November until like very recent. And then just very recent, I was like, I don't know what to post right now. I just don't feel like it. So I've been taking a little a little bit of a couple day break here and there from Instagram. But it was very consistent every single day from November until like maybe 3 weeks ago.
That is amazing. And if you had one tip for the listeners right now, like one thing, if you wanted to take like Instagram a lot more seriously, what was the one thing that you did that you believe like was the reason for your current success?
Well, I'm going to like push two things into one because it's consistency. So like regular posting, but if it's not valuable posting, then nobody cares about it. Like if you're posting selfies every single day and that has nothing to do with what people want to see, then it doesn't matter if you post consistently because nobody wants to see it. So it has to be valuable and it has to be consistent.
Absolutely. That's perfect. I love how you bring value to people. And I keep bringing this up because it's so important, people kind of want the clients and want to take something from people, want money from people or whatever. But they kind of forget to realize that, you know, the more you got to give value, you got to give people a reason to trust you. And the value that you've added, you've done such a great job of building trust among strangers and among people of using the same sort of thing. So, like, it's just so incredible for me to see. So I have another question for you. Out of YouTube and Instagram, which one has made you more money? Do you have stats on that?
Well, I know that YouTube has made me more money just because I've been doing it longer. And like, I get money from the ads, which isn't a lot. It's very, very small. Like, just to throw a number out there, it's usually around like $200 a month. And for having like, I think I have like 52,000 subscribers on there. And some of the videos have like over a million views. So $200 a
month. That's amazing.
Yeah, $200 a month. It's like you would expect more, but
I mean there's also probably a lot of like clients that you've gained.
Oh yeah, that's the part
as well. So maybe you made like $200, but you've probably made thousands and thousands of dollars over the years from just YouTube and Instagram coming and bringing in clients, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the AdSense is like the tiny part of it, and then the people who find you on YouTube and want to work with you, that is everything. Like, that's my entire business. I don't do like Google ads. Like, I've never ran a YouTube ad before. I've never done any of that. I have ran a couple like random Facebook ads, didn't know what I was doing and didn't go anywhere. But I ended up working with like a marketer on Instagram, and he ran some like Facebook and Instagram ads for me. So that's a different topic. But as far as like ads go, I never really ran anything. And all of the, like, I guess lead generation, turning into clients and buying courses, was all from just people seeing my YouTube videos and then clicking on my website link.
That is amazing. That is amazing. That is so awesome. So I want to ask you, maybe a little bit of a Gary Vee quote here. How necessary is it to do social media in our day and age?
I think it's like, you have to do it. Like, I mean, without social media, I don't think I would have any clients, because I would have still, like when I very first started, would have been just hitting up local artists. And I think I already mixed all five of them. So that would have been the market. Like, that's it.
How many hours do you spend on social media? Like, how many hours a week do you spend working on your brand, your videos, versus like working with clients, like doing actual work? Versus like the social media stuff. Like, how much time do you spend on each of that?
I try to split it. Like, I mean, whenever I get mixes, I work on the mixes, and that just varies every week. So I don't have like, it's not consistent at all. It's very up and down. So some months, like, you have a whole month booked of mixing and it's great. And then you have another month where like you have a couple songs coming in. So, that varies as far as like social media.
But, yeah. Yeah, how much time do you dedicate to social media? Like, how long does it take you to build all this content consistently?
Lately I've been like sharing old posts because I haven't been creating some new like content, but it just depends on the topic. I'm trying to get my videos to look nicer, so I'll spend a little more time on them now, and that's why I haven't been posting as often on YouTube. I started up a thing called Raw Fix My Mix on YouTube, which people seem to be liking, and that takes quite a bit of time because I have to do a one-on-one with the person, record or go over the recording process, end up mixing their song, finding out what's wrong with it and what I'm going to fix. And then we record a one-on-one going over what I fixed, and then I have to edit it and post it. So that takes a long time. But for like a normal tip video, like maybe 2 hours to film, edit, and post. So
holy moly, 2 hours. And when you were in the pits of it, like when you were posting a lot, were you doing like one video a week?
YouTube, I was never consistent. Like, it was always all over the place. Like, I think I would do like 3 videos 1 week, and then I do 1 video 3 weeks. Like, it just was all over.
Yeah. But it took you about two to three hours for each video. So you're investing quite a bit of time into it, but you still think it was totally worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Cause like every video you put out reminds people who know who you are, like, hey, now I know this guy. And then they get that little value, and then, I mean, maybe they'll end up working with it. You never know. And then the new people, that's just another video for them to find. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate your time and the value that you're adding to this podcast, and for all the tips and tricks that you've provided with us. Thank you so much. Where can people find you online?
RawTechniqueStudios.com is my website, and then Instagram is @RawTechStudios. And if you want to check out YouTube, it's Raw Technique Studios.
And you have classes online for people that are wanting to learn how to mix a little bit better?
Yeah, I have some free stuff and paid stuff at RawTechniqueStudios.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. You have been listening to Mixing Music. Please leave a 5-star review, and please share with your friends if you know anybody that would be interested. Thank you so much, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.